T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
All right, we're looking for the worst cheater ever.
Ever.
And I feel like...
Ever.
So it started, we're kind of trying to do topper stories, and I'm not that good of a cheater.
Mm.
I mean, I don't do...
You always get caught? That means you're not good at it?
No.
You're not good at it? You're just...
You're going to just laugh, but I'm far too empathetic of a person to cheat in bad situations.
Oh, you can put yourself in their position, and how would it feel if they...
Yes.
Got you? Oh.
Like if everything's going great in a relationship, then I'll cheat.
Okay. Right.
No. Yeah, okay. Let me explain. Wait. Let me explain what... So this is about the Kevin Hart thing. And this story's been talked about from every angle. And we were just sitting around talking about it, because like there's the extortion angle, because that woman was trying to like he again, I sound like I'm justifying, but he loved his wife so much that he didn't want her to find out of what a dirtbag he was. So he's willing to pay hundreds of thousands
and that's a
of
good
dollars.
Thing.
No, it's still him trying to cover his his mistake. But we're now the details are coming out that we know this one fact. When he was cheating on his wife, she was pregnant.
Yeah.
So, icky.
Yeah.
This video that's out there, I don't know if it's got a timestamp on it or what it is, but it was his pregnant wife's birthday.
Oh, this is getting even worse.
So, that puts this stank on it of like, he's one of the worst cheaters ever.
It's like a double whammy.
Yeah. So we're looking for somebody
that can top that,
who can out Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
I mean, because I wouldn't do that if it was like
you'd wait till after her birthday.
Okay. As sad as that sounds, see here I am trying to come off as an empathetic person, but the answer to your question, Steve, is yes.
Honesty, I love it, man.
Well, I mean, that the show's about honesty. It's like, oh man, that girl is hot, and she's hot for me, and we can make this. Oh, that's right, it's my wife's birthday.
Dang it!
What are you doing tomorrow?
You're like at midnight 01.
Yeah, it's like, she falls asleep pretty quick on her birthday.
That's not funny, but
how
kind of funny.
How sneaky are you?
Yeah. Okay.
It's you know that Kevin. That's Kevin. That's ugly, dude.
A couple layers of d-baggedness.
I have to believe, in my heart of hearts, that you've done something bad.
Okay, why do you...
Because you're you, and all you do is... It's not like you cheated, because you don't cheat.
Right.
You can't cheat.
That's... I have no
idea. Because you're never in a committed relationship.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
But you have cheated.
Well, I have.
Because you've been in committed relationships.
I have.
So...
And dude, you're not wrong. I did. Only once.
Can you out Kevin, or are you under Kevin?
I don't know. I think he's above me, but let me...
Okay, what happened?
It's not that bad. It was back in high school, and the relationship was just about over anyway.
Hold on.
It's not rash.
That smells like justification
to
me.
No, I'm not.
What did you do?
I'm just telling you the facts.
Okay.
But then her dad passed away, and so she really...
Stop talking.
Okay, I'm trying to get out of the relationship, and then that happened, and now I'm getting sucked back into it, kind of. Because she needs someone's support and all that stuff.
Right, because her dad died.
Right. Well, so it was an out-of-town funeral, and I came up with an excuse not to be able to go. And like I said, the relationship was just about over.
So you started sleeping with somebody else while she was putting her dad in the ground?
Okay, well, so you don't have to put it that way.
Well, is that not the facts, as they should be stated?
Well, she wasn't physically lowering him into the ground.
Okay,
but still,
Steve, okay. You're right. It's so much better than Kevin Hart. She's weeping over the loss of her father.
Yes, she's tossing rose petals down on the top of his cat. Yes, and that's when I ended up... I was seduced, though. But like I said, the relationship was about... And I didn't want to get sucked in even more now through the will and all that. And
so then she found out that you...
Luckily, it was a little time. She found out later. But by then, I think she had been in another relationship that she was happy. And she
found out that you were like a...
I wasn't being a D-bag. I just didn't do it. It was over. If I would have gone there, it would have been like back on now.
Can I just say something?
Well, that's not Kevin. He did worse than I did.
I just realized.
What?
That I am probably the worst cheater ever.
So you can top C? Yes! I'm not the worst. What'd you do?
You know this story.
I do?
This is my losing my V-card story. I was the worst cheater ever.
That's right. You couldn't just lose your V-card like the rest of us. You had to throw layers of drama into it.
Here's how I lost my V-card, and here's how I am probably Kevin
You're worse than Kevin Hart.
I had a girlfriend who still lived with her mom, obviously, and they took on another girl to live in their basement.
Okay.
A girl from the neighboring state of Wyoming.
Okay.
So this girl was Miss Chugwater.
Heck yeah, she was.
And she's living in the basement of my girlfriend's house.
Miss Chugwater.
They become friends, and it's cool. And then my best friend started dating Miss Chugwater.
Heck yeah, he did.
Well, my girlfriend didn't want to go all the way. So it wasn't going to happen.
Oh,
we're just makeout buddies.
You weren't in it for the personality.
Oh, God, yes, I was. Okay. I was 17. I was all gas, no break. There was no...
If you weren't going to get what you... Yeah.
Right. So I'm dating her. My best friend's dating Miss Chugwater in the basement.
Who will go all the way?
Who wanted to go all the way. But her boyfriend, my best friend... Wouldn't go all the way.
Okay, wait. What is that?
He was a Southern Baptist, and he was he wasn't going to do it.
So we got the wrong people in the wrong relationship here. Mm-hmm.
Now, I was duped because she told me...
That's right, you're the victim.
...that her and David had broken up.
And you wanted to believe it.
She could have said anything at that point.
Yeah.
And David and I, my best friend, were supposed to go to Journey that night. We had Journey tickets.
It's just getting sweeter.
And I stayed and slept with Miss Chugwater instead.
Okay, so your best friend, your buddy, went with your girl to the...
No, he just went and I flaked on the concert.
Oh, so you stayed back. Wasn't there a roll of carpet involved in this story? You were...
What? I might be forgetting some of my own story. What happened with
the
roll?
I swear there was a roll. I thought...
No, there was a waterbed and I was riding waves in, but
okay. I thought there was...
No.
So you lost your V-card by stealing your best buddy's girl...
And my girlfriend's best friend
all in
one
swoop.
All in the same time. And roommate. I Kevin Harted... And this entire, we started this whole thing with me saying, I'm too empathetic to be the worst cheater ever. Hey,
that is the
worst. And
then
as you're telling, you're like, when she's away on a funeral, I'm like, I would never, oh my God, I did that.
You Kevin Harted like three different people.
I did. I Kevin Harted the universe.
But you know what, buddy? I still got to respect it. That's pretty epic for your losing.
I lost my virginity to Miss Chugwater.
She goes,
do you know what's hilarious is people are now Googling. Like Chugwater,
yeah,
Wyoming
this,
right now is like, why is our web search so high? Miss Chugwater every year between now and over fair, which one Slacker slept with?
Well, real quick, did your buddy find out?
And the whole thing fell apart. She got kicked out of living there. He broke up with her. I obviously broke up with my girl.
They took her crown away? Her title?
No,
of
she was
Chugwater.
Still Miss Chugwater. Okay. She just wasn't allowed to live with my girlfriend anymore, who was not my girlfriend anymore. Holy crap,
you scorched
I'm a terrible
Earth
person.
Like three people's
That's
lives.
Where I learned to scorch it. Oh, God. All right, so top Steve.
Top Slacker.
Top Kevin.
No, you top Kevin.
I did not top Kevin.
Yeah, way.
Okay. She was, his wife was pregnant and it was her birthday.
His wife wasn't Miss Chugwater.
All right, if you think you know the worst cheater ever, we want to talk to you. Amy?
Yay.
Worst cheater ever.
Okay, so I was pregnant with my second child.
Oh, God.
My ex was unemployed. Ugh. I was working a full-time job, a part-time job, and he was having an affair.
Jeez.
So you're working all these jobs and growing his second child, and he's out doing... Was it... The cherry on the top is it's got to be one of your friends.
Oh.
What was
no.
it?
No. He had picked up a couple side jobs here and there and had met her on one of those jobs. So
you were supporting his philander, yeah.
You were?
For, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. And when you found out, did you just...
My house.
You're pregnant, so, like,
ooh.
It was bad, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was pretty bad, yeah.
He's close to Kevin Hart's level, but nowhere near Slacker's
Stop!
Level.
Stop! Mine, nobody was pregnant in mine!
You don't know.
I don't know. Well, I know I wasn't sleeping with it. It was my first try. Thank you for the call, Amy. That is one of the worst cheaters ever. Sylvia...
Yay.
Worst cheater ever. Worse than Kevin Hart. Worse than Slacker. Way worse than Kevin Hart. I'm not involved in this contest at all.
Way worse.
Okay, what happened?
So at the time I was married, my husband dropped me off at the hospital after my water broke. I was going to give birth.
Hold on. He shoulder rolled you out of the sedan and be like, I'm going to come pick you up when the baby's out. What?
Well, he stayed a little bit. Okay. So he left. He went home and he went to do the dirty with one of our employees. He missed the whole entire birth. Which was high risk. We both actually went into cardiac arrest and everything. It was sad. But we both are okay. But in the meanwhile, while all of this is happening, he was at home, in our home, having sex with her.
I'm going to say this. That's the other part of one of what makes the worst cheater ever, is doing it in your marital bed.
Yeah.
That's icky. And while your wife is in a medical crisis,
ickier.
So I think Sylvia, worse than.
She's in
cardiac arrest, Steve. I did was miss Journey. He is so much worse.
He's below Kevin Hart, Sylvia, and way below Slacker's level so far. That's where the bar is at.
And did you divorce him right after you had the baby then, or did you give him another chance?
I kind of gave him another chance just for a few months because I had to recover from my C-section and all that.
Yeah.
But he was booted out after a few months because he just kept on.
He was a philanderer, terrible dude. Thank you for the call, Sylvia. I don't know that we're going to find anybody. I feel
anywhere
like
near
she was
your
married
level.
To Lucifer himself.
No, that's below your level.
Brandy?
Yay.
Worst cheater ever.
Ever.
Worst year ever. So I had recently gotten divorced. I met a guy, fell in love with him. He ended up moving in with me, and he ended up getting married while he was living with me. And the strangest thing is he was home every night and every weekend, and he had claimed he was going to work, had flown to California, married this girl, and had flown back. By the time
he was living a full-blown double life.
Complete double life. What? And the only reason I found out is I just happened to see it on Facebook.
You happened to see he and his new bride in a picture?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What the hell did you say to him?
Pretty dress. Love the ring.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And what are you going to say? You know, it's like, you're pretty much caught. And he didn't care because by then he's like, well, I was going to tell you anyway, and I'm moving to California.
Brandy, as brutal as your situation
is. Stop talking!
Is,
that is so much not as bad as me.
Unadulterated brutality. You're still way, way below Slacker's.
No, it's not. Oh my God.
At the time, it didn't feel like it, but.
Yeah, I bet.
That's the worst cheater ever.
No.
That's way worse than me.
Not even.
Ashley?
Yay.
Worst cheater ever.
Ever.
Well, in 2010, I cheated on my husband with another woman.
Nice.
Yeah. And then 5 years later, he cheated on me with that same woman.
What?
Only after that, he filed for divorce.
Whoa.
So she kicked the tires of everybody in the house and chose one?
You're right. She went through your entire
home. Now she's with one of our kids.
Okay.
Shooting videos with the dogs.
Wait, Ashley...
Steve.
Yes.
That right there.
Nowhere near as bad as you.
Is the worst cheater ever.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.